Welcome to the podcast. I'm Mandy Makowiak. I'm a certified life coach and master yoga instructor. I'm the founder of Create Your Future Life Coaching Program and host of Create Your Future, the podcast. I'm so happy you are here. I specialize in helping high-achieving, passionate women elevate their self-concept and mindset, achieve their goals, and create the life and future of their dreams. Be sure to visit MandyMakowiakLifeCoach.com. Welcome to the podcast. Let's dive in. Hi, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 50, Where You Focus. Today's topic is inspired by the concept that what you focus on grows. What you think about expands in your life. So your dominant thoughts and your consistent focus are creating your life. In psychology, what this looks like is the thoughts and emotions you repeatedly think and feel are creating neural pathways in your brain. The more you think and feel the same thoughts and feelings, the stronger and more reinforced the pathways become. These well-grooved pathways become your default, your habitual and automatic thoughts and feelings. Your brain loves to be efficient and conserve energy. So these stronger pathways will always be preferred. So then, in order for us to create in the present moment, in our day, and for our future, we have to be really mindful about where we focus. We have to be the wise and sharp observer of our minds, of our thinking, and our focus. We can redirect our minds and renew our minds with even one new intentional thought. One new thought can create a feeling in our body. Together, a little seed can be planted in our minds. The smallest new neural pathway can be formed and be available for us to strengthen, which leads me to the idea I have for us today. Ways that we can reset and renew our mind. I've identified 7 things you can focus on that bring about positivity, optimism, encouragement, and motivation. First, number one, what you are grateful for. If what we focus on grows in our lives, then we for sure want to direct our focus on those things in our lives that we most appreciate. And in positive psychology research, gratitude is connected to greater levels of happiness. With a gratitude focus, we can create even more to appreciate and an overall happier life for ourselves. You can be on the lookout for all of the blessings around you. Number two, your success. This is taking the opportunity to direct your attention to your own success in your life. This can be the success and achievement of the past, those things you are most proud of, and the success in your life today, big and small. There is a definition of success that I absolutely love by Earl Nightingale. He defined success as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. We can take our ideals, our goals, and our dreams, and our movement toward them, and make it mean we are successful now, no matter where we are in the process of anything we are creating. We are already successful. You are successful. It's easy for our brain's negativity bias to focus on what's missing, what result we haven't achieved, whatever outcome we haven't yet created. Meanwhile, we can focus on the progress and success we do have, the goals we have achieved, whatever it is for you. And when we do this, we will feel more positive emotion. And with that positive emotion, we will continue to take the action required of our success and dreams. Number three, how you want to think about it. We often talk here about managing our mind, being mindful and deciding on purpose, how you want to think about something, choosing thoughts that are useful for you and serve you will renew your mind. Those intentional thoughts will create in the direction of what you do want to grow and expand in your life. With this one practice, you can expand the very best in your life. Number four, what you want. Focusing your attention and energy on what you want is a consistent practice of turning your mind away from distraction. This is maintaining your aim, regardless of current circumstances or results. By focusing your attention on what you do want, you gain inspiration, insight, and opportunities that can move you in the direction of your goals and dreams. Those opportunities and insights that could otherwise be completely missed. You are that powerful. Your focus is that powerful. Number 5, what is working? Going back to our brain's negativity bias, your brain will easily find for you all of the things that are not working in your life. A powerful way to renew your mind is to focus on what is working. Write those things down. As you think about them and write them out, you will give yourself a boost of better feeling thoughts and better feeling emotions. This can bring about more creative solutions and momentum where you need it most. Number 6, what's here already? I love this one. It's like treasure hunting. Direct your focus on what parts of your life already are a dream come true. What qualities of your future self, who you are becoming, are already here? How are you being your favorite self and living your dreams already? This is magic. Number 7, love. Love is such a beautiful and positive emotion. Love is our natural state. We all know how good love feels. As it relates to our thinking, we can think and focus in terms of love or fear. Are we thinking and feeling through a lens and emotion of love? Or are we thinking and feeling through a lens and energy of fear? This is powerful information to know. Both are creating very different experiences, outcomes, and results in our lives. When we think with love, how we feel will be in positive emotion. And what we do, our actions and behaviors will be positive too. Focusing on love, directing and renewing our minds through love is always a life-giving place to be. Let's recap the 7 ways you can reset and renew your mind with your focus. Number 1, what are you grateful for? Number 2, your success. Next, how you want to think about it. Number 4, what you want. Number 5, what is working? Next, what's here already? Last, number 7, love. Lastly for today, a piece of resetting and renewing your focus is to get clear on what you are unavailable for. You can decide ahead of time where you will intentionally focus. Know this, and you can redirect your brain as needed. With this practice, you can make yourself unavailable to anything that isn't serving you, is no longer useful. And you can lean yourself in the direction of who you are becoming. You can lean yourself in the direction of your highest aims and your sweetest dreams. I love you. I am cheering for you. And I will see you next week. Have an amazing day. Who are you becoming? If you enjoy this podcast and this question sparks inspiration for you, join me at mandymakowiaklifecoach.com, where you can find my Create Your Future coaching packages. This is where we take all of this material and we apply it directly to you and your bright future. I'd love to be your coach. See you there.